Don't ever underestimate Red River. You can't tell what it's going to do. You can't predict what Red River's going to do. Whatever the Lord decides to do with it's what it's going to do.
Along the northern edge of Texas, there is a force which constantly redefines the state's boundary. We'll travel down this river to see how it has shaped the land, the towns, and people's lives along the way. The Red River develops from a collection of small creeks at the eastern edge of New Mexico. The creeks gather in the canyon lands of the Texas Panhandle. It is here that the Prairie Dog Town fork of the Red River begins. In Paladuro Canyon, melting snow and rainfall carry sediment to the river, adding natural salts and red clay particles to the water. Tributaries like the Little Red, which runs out of Caprock Canyons, also support the Prairie Dog Town fork. But here, dry spells can turn the riverbed white from gypsum and other mineral deposits found in the water. At the Hardeman County line, the Prairie Dog Town fork takes the sole name of Red River and separates Texas from Oklahoma. Our journey down the Red begins in Quanah. As the seat of Hardeman County, the town was named after Quanah Parker, the last great Comanche chief. An area once roamed by Kiowa and Comanche Indians, rolling plains and sandy loam soils made farming and ranching big business here. But another industry in Texas also had an economic impact on Quanah.
At one time, there were like 10 different oil companies in here that had offices. Everything was on a boom. When the bottom fell out on the oil price and everything, well, they just moved out. And then it really did. It hurt everything downtown. It hurt our community when the oil industry went down. But it's picked back up. There's a lot of seismograph work in this county. Right now, they say Hardeman County is one of the hottest counties in the state of Texas.
Traveling downstream,